You're tuned in to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.
Welcome back to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast, where we are showcasing the coolest brands and gifts while featuring movers and makers. I'm your host, Lenore, and on this episode, we're joined by Eva Vinari. She is the founder of the Elevate Institute. She's going to help us experience energy like we've never experienced before, a natural glow that really helps us feel and look younger with no fads, no trends, and completely drug-free. So I'm looking forward to hearing her exact secret. So Eva Vinari, welcome to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So you got to tell me, what can we give our bodies to heal from just the everyday wear and tear that we may not even realize that we're doing to ourselves?
Well, that's the key right there. So oftentimes we're bombarded with a bunch of advertisements saying, this is good for you, try this. And you've got family and absolutely loved ones who have the best intentions for you, and they share things that work for them, but they may not work for you. So it's all about being your own ambassador, just to steal from your show.
I love it.
Yeah, and learning how to be aware for your best and highest good, because that's really what it's all about, is being our own best health care provider by being an advocate for ourselves.
Now, how do we know what works best without a trial and error? Because I can buy a million different lotions or vitamins and things like that, but I guess unless I know that it works, how would I know? How can I eliminate that process and the money that I have to spend on all those products?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Those
I've done
add
a lot
up.
Of that work. I've done a lot of that work for you. I've spent thousands of dollars and many, many years in researching what are the things that we need to give our bodies what it needs in order to heal. And for everybody's journey, it's a little bit different. So I found the key is within each individual. So we all have hair that grows somewhere on our bodies. Most of us do.
Yup. In places you don't want them to grow sometimes, but.
Well, da-da. We can help that. So oftentimes that's hormonal, and that gets into the part of what I do. So I offer a way to tap into the body's true mechanics. What does it need in order to heal? We give it what it needs, and then it goes about making the process all on its own. And I use hair. So in hair, we can find out what, it's not so much that is it frizzy, is it dry, is it not growing, but I got to tell you, if you have those things going on, you probably have mineral imbalances, toxic metals, things that are floating around in your body, infections that have never fully left since taking that antibiotic, and they cause inflammation. Inflammation breaks us down over time, and then we become burdened with all of these things. And that's when we go after the flushes and the cleanse, and then we play the supplement roulette, like you talked about. You guess. So I get the guesswork out of that. We look at the hair, we can then see the details. What does the body need specifically? Based on what is in the hair, we can see all of what's going on with the mineral balancing. We can see what's going on with your thyroid, your other hormones, your ability to process sugar. All of that is found in the information of your hair.
Do you mind sharing what you ended up finding out about yourself via your own hair?
Yeah, I was up blessed with insomnia at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I found this whole body of work called mineral balancing. And I started reading a story about, hey, if you have these issues in your body, this is how you're going to experience. And I kept reading and I'm like, wow, that's me to a T. You know, when you find something you resonate with, that's it. So I found a local practitioner to me and we ran the hair test. For me, it was, and I'm going to call them symptoms, not really the cause of the problem, but the symptoms were an imbalance in copper, a very big imbalance. Copper is causing PMS problems. I went through infertility at 22.
Wow.
Perimenopause at 28. I had PCOS, which is very, very common for a lot of women. I started to develop things like fibroids inside of the uterine wall, and I had a lump that was found in the breast, luckily not cancerous. So that was just a fraction of the things I was experiencing inside my body, not to mention the chronic fatigue, which comes with that lovely insomnia that I was blessed with. And you end up with foggy thinking, poor memory, aches and pains that don't make sense, arthritis. So those were all of the symptoms that were occurring for me that was influenced by this copper imbalance. The copper imbalance was there because of nutrient imbalances. Didn't have the right things in my food, didn't have the right ability in my mind to process my own emotional state. And there's a lot of trauma in my life. So those things had to be dealt with. But first, I had to fortify my body with the right things. And then all of the other symptoms that needed to be healed, they healed on their own in their own time.
So if I just like pick out a piece of hair and send it to you in the post office, can you like figure out my life? Is that how this works?
Yeah, that pretty much.
How many strands do you need? Do you need one? Do you care if it's gray? Do you need a lock that like you find from a celebrity on eBay that goes for millions of dollars? What are you looking for?
Yeah. It's a simple prepping of the hair. You wash it, nothing fancy, no shampoo, no conditioner. Don't go swimming before, you know, you don't want the chlorine or anything crazy. You don't work out and have sweat in it. It's just your washed clean hair and a little bit from the scalp. So we're talking about close to the scalp, you know, I'm pulling on, and we want an inch's worth of growth. So if you have long hair, mine is longer than yours. Mine goes all the way down to my waist. It's just up in a bun.
Did you learn how to do that based off of your hair test? Because I've tried horse shampoo. That stuff didn't help me out.
A lot of people, they go, well, my nails are growing longer. My hair is growing longer. My skin complexion is better. My acne goes away. And they didn't come to me for those things.
Well, I only want this hair to grow longer. Everywhere else can stay stagnant. I don't need it. I don't need it growing in all those other places we talked about, okay? Just up here. The one that's like, if you get one right here, right? For some reason, my fingers just don't like pulling out hairs like that because I'm always like, but it never comes out. I need the tweezer. So yes. You know a little bit about my life and the issues I deal with on a daily basis.
Thank you for sharing. Yes.
It's building our bond and our connection over here. Now, I did notice on your website, the Elevate Institute, that anybody can send you a selfie and you're able to really help them to figure out what imbalances they have. Now, how the heck do you do that? You know, can you tell me the secret? Is that allowed? Is that against company protocol?
No, it's actually been around a very long time. Chinese face reading is ancient. And they used to respect the privacy of individuals, and especially women. They didn't want them to necessarily disrobe to be, you know, prodded and probed. So the Chinese found a way to look at your face and structures, your lines, your beautiful lines that you've encouraged to come along.
I tried to cover up so you can't see.
That's right. So what I need are selfies without makeup.
Okay, fine.
What we're looking for are serious signs of illness, kidney, heart, lung issues, pancreas. I can see a lot of that just by looking in and around the eyes. I'm not going to tell you your life story, but I will tell you how if you have imbalances that are related to inflammation or oftentimes it is a toxic metal relationship, and maybe you're just dehydrated. Maybe you need more water. So I can see all of that just by looking at your face.
Like, can you see anything now, or do I have to get closer? I did wear makeup, but some of it does come through. It depends on how good my foundation was today, because I'm definitely not the makeup artist. I'll tell you that much. So do I get a little closer? Do you want to see the bags under my eyes? Does that work?
Oh, if you have bags under your eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm listening. I won't move yet. Yes.
Yeah, then it usually is related to kidney backup. So,
What does that mean?
The puffiness under the eyes has to do with a couple of things. It could be adrenal overload, and the body is stressed, and therefore the kidneys are not processing out all of the toxins that it has to filter through every day. So drink more water.
I'm trying. Trying. I need that for my tummy anyway. I feel like sometimes when I just drink more water in general, it helps my digestive system. So, and definitely, I know water and kidneys, they really go hand in hand. So
they kind of do.
They're like a match made in heaven. So I won't get closer. You already gave me the problems about my eye bags. I'll leave my face not as too close to the camera right now.
Yeah, I have had a couple of brave souls, you know, get really close to the camera for me during a live show. And that was really interesting. So, yeah, but all I need is a selfie, just a snapshot.
I don't mind getting too close. You may see the hairs in the nose. I'm not sure how close you want me to get. But you know what? I'll get as close as you need for you to tell me my symptoms or the things that you see. Because if I don't get too close or I don't send you that picture, then maybe 20 years from now, I would have never known that. And I could have fixed something at least earlier in my age now than really wait for these issues to to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now is the best time in the world to take care of your body at any point in time. And of course, COVID is bringing a whole new awareness to people. They're wanting to take care of themselves, but there is so much information out there. And I've done all the hard work of filtering through, saying, all right, these things are fad. These things are trends. Try to stay away from drugs. But if you need it for now, you know, let's talk about that.
So how can we be a part of your team? How can we be, or anybody listening, be a client of yours and have you help us navigate through our lives?
Two ways. So if you're hearing all of the information, especially the list of symptoms, the litany of symptoms that I had, and you're like, you know what, I really don't want to live with those anymore. It's as simple as going to my website, theelevateinstitute.com, and you can sign up for a selfie. But if you're ready to go into the space of just having a 20-minute conversation with me and you say, all right, I have these questions about what's going to go down with me in relationship to you and this work. I offer that for free because I don't believe in anybody entering into a contract blind. And a contract just means an agreement. I don't have anybody sign anything. Also, if you're at a workplace and you're like, I would love it if my work would pay for this, I offer corporate wellness through what I call my Evolve Academy. And it's training and then as well as personalized assessment that includes the hair mineral analysis.
Nice. Okay. I gotta get you the lock of hair. That's where I'm going to start my journey with you. And like Eva said, you can check her out at theelevateinstitute.com, on Facebook at eva.vinari, on Instagram at evaheals, and on LinkedIn at reducemystresseva. And really, I'm thinking you're going to reduce the stress after taking the locks of hair and looking at these bags on my eyes and the wrinkles and all that other stuff. I better be less stressed after I see you.
It's a natural side effect, guaranteed.
Thank gosh. Definitely need that. And thank you for creating the Elevate Institute. What actually inspired you to start this journey to not just help yourself, but help everybody else?
I was married and had my two children by him and abruptly divorced him. And during the time when we were divorced, there was a 12 years gap when he passed away. So at the age of 45, he was on 17 medications and died of a heart attack in the hospital, under the care of doctors and nurses. And I thought, I don't know if he just didn't know better, but I'm going to make sure that everybody else has a chance to hear that they do have options besides taking medication. And that's what started my journey now 11 years ago.
So Eva Vinari, theelevateinstitute.com, thank you for joining us today, sharing your story, and really just trying to help us better ourselves for the future.
That's it. Thanks for having me.
Now that's a wrap on another episode of the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast. I'm your host, Lenore. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss one. More at brandambassadorselect.com, and we will see you next time.